This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The partial government shutdown is entering its third week, and there's no resolution in sight. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House, both President Donald Trump and congressional Democrats have agreed to continue negotiations through the weekend.
The president met here at the White House with congressional leaders for the second time in 3 days and says their staffs will work through the weekend to make more progress on the border security he insists be part of any deal. Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer says he pleaded with the president to open the government now and talk later.
Don't hold millions of Americans, hundreds of thousands of workers hostage.
Schumer says the president instead said the shutdown could last months or years.
Absolutely, I said that.
He doesn't actually think it will, but says he's prepared to do whatever it takes to get what he wants for the border. Sagar Magani at the White House.
More than 2 weeks after U.S. President Trump declared victory over the Islamic State terror group in Syria and announced the withdrawal of U.S. forces, military planners are insisting the pullout be based on conditions on the ground and not an arbitrary timeline. State Department officials have said that despite the president's directive, there is still no roadmap for bringing about 2,000 U.S. troops in Syria back home. The decision caught officials both in the U.S. and with U.S. allies and partners by surprise and ultimately led to the resignation of Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. A federal appeals court has ruled in favor of a Trump administration policy of restricting transgender people from serving in the military. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit ruled Friday that a lower court judge was wrong to block the Pentagon from implementing its plan to limit transgender in the military. The lower court judge had ruled the Trump policy likely violates the constitutional rights of transgender recruits and